Welcome to FTR Live, a Hicks-Morley LLP broadcast series alerting you to the latest developments and trends in human resources law and advocacy. Our first installment involves three litigation lawyers discussing the issues surrounding departing employee litigation.
Hi, my name's Dan Michaluk. I'm a lawyer from Hicks-Morley, and I'm here with two of my colleagues, Ian Dick and Stephen Gleave. Ian's the head of our litigation practice. We're happy when he joined us in 2006 after coming over from the Department of Justice. He has more than 20 years of trial and hearing experience in both the public and private sectors, and this includes a wide variety of employment and pension matters. Stephen's also a civil litigator. He's represented employers on a wide range of issues from human rights to pension to constitutional law, and he has a very active departing employee practice. In fact, Stephen tells us that in the last 2 years, he spent about 5 months engaged in departing employee trials. Welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Nice to be here.
Good morning, Dan.
We're here to talk about departing employee litigation today, as you know, and I want to start you off with a scenario. I suspect it's one you guys face all the time. Let's say a financial services client calls and he says, my top producer left a week ago.